Moncrief on News Talk.
A recent anti-litter campaign in Yorkshire exhorted people to put their rubbish in bins. It consisted of 800 posters, mostly at tourist locations across North Yorkshire. But what was different about it was that the slogan, and I'm not even going to attempt to say it, was in the Yorkshire dialect. But you can see this coming. North Yorkshire Council got the punctuation wrong, rendering it into close to gibberish. Rodney Dimbleby is chair of the Yorkshire Dialect Society. Afternoon, Rod.
Nothing. How do, as we say in Yorkshire.
How do, Rod? So could you first tell us what it should have said and then what it did say?
It should have said, get it in bin. Okay. And what it said was, get it it bin. So it's simply a matter of the apostrophe was in the wrong place. In Yorkshire, we have what we call the definite article reduction. So the is reduced to T and the apostrophe replaced the E-H-E. So it goes after the T and they'd written it on the sign in front of the T. So they'd written N apostrophe T or I-N apostrophe T. And this is slightly ambiguous, to say the least, because int can mean isn't in Yorkshire dialect. So say it isn't in the bin, it isn't in bin. But the way they've done it, you would have I-N apostrophe T twice, meaning two different things, and they're not even pronounced the same. Int or isn't has a T sound, but int bin, it's what we call a glottal stop. That T apostrophe is just a glottal stop. It's at the back of the throat, yeah?
Yeah. And is there one, when they were drawing up these posters, would there have been, or is there a guide to Yorkshire dialect that they should have referred to make sure they got it right?
There are grammar books and there are dictionaries of Yorkshire dialect. I suppose the problem is that most people's experience of dialect is what they've heard people say. They've not tried to write it, or even they've not read much dialect either. And it's a common mistake, actually, but, it's something which has to be learnt. I don't know if you have heard about my Let's Talk Tyke courses. These are courses for adults to improve their knowledge of dialect and try to spread the use of dialect so it doesn't die out. I'm an ex-languages teacher, so I teach it as a language and teach the four skills of speaking, reading, writing, and listening. And this T apostrophe does cause some problems, initially.
Yeah, well, obviously it has caused some problems. And how healthy is the Yorkshire dialect at the moment? Is it a bit of a struggle to keep it alive?
Well, absolutely. There's still plenty of accent about. The very few natural dialect speakers. There's people like me who were brought up in a working class family surrounded by dialect in their youth. But then went on to grammar school, university, and of course you don't do that talking dialect. But as I always say, if you heard those sounds in your formative years, it's easy enough to go back to them. But once my generation's gone, I think we're going to be struggling. We are going to lose it unless we do something about it. And it's such a wonderful, expressive language. I mean, since I started the course, I've had lots of correspondence from people from all over. Yorkshire folk who've moved away, really pleased that we're doing something about our dialect. Yeah.
Yeah.
The terrific reaction in the media to this as well. So I think one has to come to the conclusion that there is a deep, latent interest in preserving our dialect. It is part of our cultural heritage, and we do like to preserve our heritage. So why not our wonderful language?
Yeah. And at the moment, is anything, I mean, apart from your efforts, Rod, is anything being done to preserve the dialect?
Well, I'm chairman of the Yorkshire Dialect Society, which has been in existence since 1897. And it came about as a result of efforts by the English Dialect Society at the end of the 19th century to keep our dialect alive by compiling a huge dictionary, the English Dialect Dictionary, meant to contain any word from any English dialect of the previous 200 years. But it was compiled by a Yorkshireman who set up committees all over the country to send him words, phrases, and examples of the use. And when he published the first edition in 1897, all those committees were disbanded apart from the one in Yorkshire, and that became the Yorkshire Dialect Society. So we came about in order to try to preserve this dialect of ours, which we've been doing ever since and still do.
Indeed. Well, I'm just thinking maybe at an educational level, or you know, at a council level, something you know, something institutional could be set in place to aid your efforts.
Well, I mean, it has been suggested that we should be teaching Yorkshire dialect in schools, in the way they teach Welsh, I suppose.
Mm.
I can't quite see it getting into the national curriculum, but it could be maybe an after-school activity.
Yeah, because if someone, you know, if I was to have a conversation with you and you were speaking purely in Yorkshire dialect, would I be able to understand you, or would it be kind of guessing at what you're saying?
You'd be guessing a bit, I think.
Yeah.
When it's really pure dialect, it does become a different language. I find, for example, if I hear Geordies talking real Geordie, I can't understand them, or I can only make a guess at what they're saying.
Yes. Well, that's because they're drunk most of the time. I want to apologise to all our Geordie listeners who I might have tuned in for that. So in terms of North Yorkshire Council writing this wrong, now obviously they can amend the media adverts very quickly, but I mean, is it a case they're going to have to dispatch somebody out with a kind of stick-on apostrophe where they, you know, they covered the offending one and put in a new one?
I think so, yes. Yeah. I mean, to be fair to them, they have apologised, and they are doing something about it, and they have consulted me about future notices that they're planning to put up in Yorkshire dialect. So I can only encourage them. I think it's a great idea. I think it might, you know, make people smile and do what they want them to do.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, Rodney, and hopefully they put up more posters and it generates more of an interest in the Yorkshire dialect. How do you say goodbye in Yorkshire?
I'll say they.
Okay.
See you. Yeah.
All right. All right. I get it now. Yeah. Okay, Rod. I see thee. Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Rodney Dimbleby there, chair of the Yorkshire Dialect Society.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.